Well, hello, mates.
Vinny boy. We should be crystal fucking clear tonight. Crystal clear.
Yeah, well. Well, I'm crystal clear that this is the Two Passionate Blue Baggers podcast because there's two of us here, as there always is every week. There'll be a third one joining us soon. But everything okay? Or
everything's good. I'm sitting in the old boudoir with my new trusty microphone, and we're ready to go. Ready to talk about a massive preseason game.
Yeah, well, we have got a little bit to say about that. We're not going to overreact, but we're just going to point out some facts. Correct. It's as simple as that. I'd like to say first, though, that it was, at the end of the day, just a practice match. So we're not basing a whole season on a practice match. I'll preface that by saying that. But I'll also say that we will only talk about what we saw, which was a scratch match. Is that Webby? Is it Webby?
Hello, boy.
Webby, welcome to the Two Passionate Blue Baggers podcast.
Three.
Hello, Nicholas. Hello, Nicholas. Now, for you folks out there that don't know what time it is, it's currently 8:30 on a Saturday night, and we have been told by Webby we better speed this up because he's ready to rip up Chapel Street.
Really, Webby? Thanks for the invite, bro.
So we don't have a lot of time to discuss what we need to discuss because Webby's got his drinking boots on. He's got his dancing shoes ready to go, and he's ready to go.
Frank, you talk so much shit, bro. Seriously. It doesn't matter how long it takes because Carlton comes before anything else, bro.
Okay.
If we can speed it up, that would be great, boys.
So there is truth to this, then, Webby.
So Webby, where are you off to tonight? Just for the folks out there, and if there's any that we can cut from the herd as well, like last week, and they're listening and they're out there. Where are we going tonight, Webby?
I actually have no idea.
Wherever the night takes you.
Correct.
Chapel Street would be within the vicinity.
It could be Chapel. It could be Richmond. It could be. I don't know. It could be the Gary. I don't know.
Easy.
Why isn't it God's country?
There's nothing dandy these days.
Exactly right.
There's nothing dandy. Like 15 years ago, for people who know Frankston and Mornington area, 15 years ago when I was 18, Mornington on a Friday night was absolute God's country. And so was Frankston. You had Harpennies, you had Davies, but they've all moved on now, and yeah, it is what it is.
They saw the light like we're about to see with the preseason game. So Vinny, over to you.
All right, so there's been, it seems like once again, and I actually couldn't give a flying toss about what other Carlton supporters think, but this is just from my reading of the plebs on social media and shit like that, that it seems like it's split between two groups. One and let's be honest, nobody gives a shit that we lost. It's the loss is not the issue. The issue for some of us is the way that we lost and the way that we played.
Yeah, correct.
That is the issue. I don't care that we lost the game. I mean, I'll quickly bring up another club, just quickly, and I hate bringing them up because you know how much I hate these bastards. There was another team that played last night that lost by two goals, right? Essendon. Mm. I dare say that most of their supporters would not give a shit that they lost. because they put in quite a good performance. Their supporters would look at that and go, you know what? Now we've got something to look forward to from round one onwards. We know where we're going. We can see something. Let's go. Now, many could argue that, well, we saw enough in the last half of last year that, you know, a couple of scratch matches, we didn't play well. We saw enough the second half of last year to show that, you know, we're the fucking bee's knees. But I'd like to remind a lot of people as well. Frank, would you explain to the folks listening at home, how well did the Carlton Football Club go in the first half of 2022?
Yeah, we were 8-9-2.
Yeah. So we were finals bound, weren't we, at the first half of 2022? How did we go for the second half?
A complete mirror image of what we did last year.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is we should not trust this club just yet. They've done nothing. It's as simple as that. So for me, watching the practice game, this is just me. Maybe I'm just an idiot. This is just me. I sat down Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday night? Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Put on KO. Started watching it. And within the first couple of minutes, I thought, oh, fucking here we go. This is just the same shit again. This is the same shit that I've seen basically minus the first half of 22 and the second half of last year. It's the same shit that I've seen every time. Lack of pressure down back. Almost no pressure in the forward line. Midfielders going missing when the ball comes out of our forward 50. No pressure in the forward 50. Not lowering their eyes when kicking it into the forward 50 most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. Have we learned anything? Or was it just a practice match and they didn't give a shit, which I don't accept?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just frustrated at the fact that and people need to understand this. I don't care that we lost. If we'd lost by 50 points but did all the things that we wanted to see us do, fine, we lost by 50 points. We played a team that was near on with a full list. They probably wanted to win a little bit more than us. Almost a full list, I said. But if we'd lost by 50 points but I saw those things that I hadn't seen before, on a regular basis, then I would have said, well, at least I saw this, at least I saw that. But I didn't see anything. So it doesn't fill me with much hope for next week. I'm not saying that this game is proving now that Carlton are going to be fucking bottom eight next year. We may as well just throw everything out, rip up my membership. Not a chance. But it just wasn't a great look.
I agree, Vinny. And for me, it wasn't about the win or loss. It was about the way we played and about what I don't think, again, we are training during pre-season. So clearly you could see Melbourne were training, lowering the eyes, using the ball, using the width when they were going inside, finding the open man. They had, at one stage, I think they had, well, at some stage during the game, they had 20 inside 50 marks, which they did once last year. Now, yes, there might have been a bit of the Carlton art full ball, but we can't afford to not be full ball at this time of year. We haven't proven anything at all. Our lack of run from the back line wasn't there. Our key posts in Kemp and Young in that first half were shocking.
Hang on. Our lack of run was there. From the back line. You said our lack of run wasn't there.
Our lack of run.
The lack of run was there.
We didn't have any run at all. Yeah. I'll put it that way. It's probably easier. We didn't have any run at all during the game. Young and Kemp, I don't know what the hell they were doing. And I actually don't know what they were being taught during preseason.
But they couldn't defend.
Okay?
But this is what I'm saying is this. So we saw all of this last year in the preseason.
But we saw it up until round 12.
That's what I was going to say. I was willing to say, it's just a fucking practice game. Who gives a shit? Don't look too much into it. But then it continued right up until the Essendon game last year. So it wasn't just, you know, oh, it's just a practice game. Don't worry about it. No, it went on for the next 3 months until something clicked and then they changed. Now, I don't want it to happen again.
And you know what clicked? And you know what clicked? They started using overlap run. They started lowering their eyes a little bit. We have no connection from mids to forwards. Again, I'm not sure what they taught during the off-season. We can't hit a target. Now, if we were under no pressure at all, we still couldn't hit a target. Melbourne looked like they had been training for the last 6 months. We looked like we'd been training for the last 6 hours. It was that bad. Now, Webby, we've spoken offline or off pod about us being able to just flick the switch, and you think that it's something we can do. I don't think we can do that. I don't think we're that sort of side that is able to just flick a switch. Now, I'm worried that we are becoming too complacent, and I'm also worried based on the fact that there's no Wietering, there's no Walsh, there's no Martin, and these are semi-long-term, you know, the first one, anywhere from 1 to 5. And no one knows about Walsh because Brian Cook thinks it could be a week up until whatever. I mean, nobody knows. I don't think he'll be there until a second bye. But you seem to think, now that's, I'm not, don't have to laugh about it, Webby. The litmus test will be tomorrow at the open training session if they roll him out. And they'll probably just roll him out for a few photos and then roll him back in. But you're of the opinion that we can just flick the switch and go, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am, because we did it last year. We won 11 from 13 at the end of 2023.
So why didn't we flick it earlier?
In my opinion, it was confidence.
So what it's lacking now?
No, I wouldn't say that.
So basically we haven't flicked the switch. What we've done is we lacked confidence at the start. We found confidence, and that's where the wins came from, was confidence. It wasn't flicking a switch. Because we can't flick the switch. We haven't shown that we can flick a switch.
We also started 4-5.
We were all very, very concerned about those 4-5 games, though.
Even though
one of them was a draw, we were all concerned. We only just beat North.
Yep.
We beat Geelong, who didn't prove anything last year.
Yep.
And we drew with Richmond at the start of the year. So we didn't do much last year, and we were scared that something was going to happen. We said it. We're not playing well. We were just going.
Yeah.
Probably won it on star power. And then we got exposed. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just are not a good enough team to say, we can relax now, don't worry. When round zero starts, we'll start showing what we can do. And I'm sick and tired of seeing these people bringing up photos of last year that we lost to Sydney in the preseason game. We did. We lost to Sydney. And then what happened for the next 12 fucking weeks?
Came out of the gate sloppy. We're lucky to have a soft draw at the start. 1-4 out of 5.
You still have to win.
Yeah. And then
have to win.
1-4 out of 5 and then lost 8 out of 9 or something like that. So
I'm sick of talking about last year.
But
the point is that people are bringing up last year saying we lost the preseason game last year by 40-odd points against North. What, we weren't worried then. Why are we worried now? And it's like, yeah, but you seem to forget – it's almost like they're gaslighting all of us who have got issues to complain about with the way that we played in this practice game now, that, well, it didn't matter last year. We still made the prelim. Yeah, but, mate, we had to bust our fucking nut to get there last year when we shouldn't have had to have done that. We should have finished top 4 at the end of the home and away season last year. But we lost 8 out of 9. And that was a continuation of the poor form from the preseason. It carried on into the season. We didn't flick a switch. We just weren't good enough.
And that's the worry.
And if that's confidence, then for me, it looks like there's a lack of confidence or a lack of care factor now. Or They just think it's going to happen for them. So it ain't.
I can guarantee you they're not thinking that.
Well, I hope not, mate.
No one can guarantee us anything. I mean, they can't guarantee us, like I said, and I'll keep going over it again. They can't guarantee us when our best midfielder's coming back. They can't guarantee us when our best backman's coming back. Now, people talk about us being system team, and I think we may have said it as well. Yes. Watching that game on Wednesday, again, we're only going over what we saw. We're far from a system team. We're a talent-based side. It's pretty simple. How long have we said it, Webby, that when we go forward, what do we do to our forwards? We did it all finals last year. What did we do when we kicked the ball to them?
We kick it on their heads. We don't kick it out in front.
Yeah. So
is that what you're getting at?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So are they not? Are either the players not being taught, or are the players not following instruction with that? Or, in your opinion, is it that they'll do it in opening round?
Are they?
They didn't do it on Wednesday. So why all of a sudden would they decide? Why would all of a sudden they flick a switch against Brisbane next week and go, now we're going to start hitting targets? Now we're going to lower the ice. Because they didn't do it last year. Yeah, but they didn't do it last year, Webby. But they didn't do it last year.
This was a practice game.
Yeah, all right. Webby, I'll pose another question for you. I've been big on our midfield being our biggest weakness for the team for a while. Okay? It's still our biggest weakness. How slow are we in the middle?
I think our game plan is based all around contested football.
Hang on. I just want to say something really quickly. I think we look slower because of something that I mentioned before. So get the ball into the forward line, our forward line. And if you don't hit their target, which we do, I don't know, 50, 60% of the time, you'll either do one of two other things. You'll either hit one of our forwards or you'll kick it to a contest and it comes to the ground. When it goes to the ground, do our forwards work hard enough to keep it in? No, they don't. So what happens then?
Based on the practice.
It happens all. Webby, we've got a history of doing this. When the ball comes out, all of a sudden you're running one way. Now you've got to run the other way. So it throws you onto the back foot, and that exposes our midfield. Just completely exposes them.
And that's the biggest problem. So if you look at our starting six forwards on the ground on Wednesday night, and I'll talk the small forwards in this. So leave Mackay, De Koning, and Kerno.
Yep.
You had at any stage, you had Fantasia, you had Cunningham, you had Cottrell, you had Fogarty, Motlop lasted a quarter. So say you had those five going through the forward line as our smalls or ones that sort of run to half back to get them on the rebound, right? How many of those scored a goal?
Cunningham kicked one. Fantasia, I think, kicked one.
No, he didn't. So my next question to that is, you got guys like Cunningham, Fantasia, Motlop, and Fogarty. Let's use those four. So take out Cottrell and Akers because they're more wingmen that play half four but push up and go up and back, right? So let's use those other four that we mentioned. If those other four aren't kicking goals, we need them to do what? Apply pressure and lock the ball in, correct?
Yes, correct.
They're on the weekend and the one before, pre-season we know, on Wednesday and the game against Geelong, pre-season we know, they didn't lock the ball in. So if they're not kicking goals or if they're not applying pressure, why are they getting a game? That is another problem that we need to solve because at the moment, guys like Cunningham and Fogarty, back end of last year and the first two preseason games this year, they don't hit the scoreboard enough. So their man can become dangerous because there's no one – they know that their man's not going to impact the scoreboard. That's another issue. So we need to make sure that these boys are either being used or they have a role where they can impact forward and then defensively to not let the ball out. They're not.
And again, before people jump down our fucking throats, we are only basing this. There's a pattern of this happening, but we are talking about a practice game. All right, this is what we saw during a practice game. So it's not. There's no points here. It's not panic stations. It's just worrying that a trend that a lot of us have seen for a while now. I thought myself watching the game. Maybe my expectations were too high. Maybe I should have just went into it thinking, "Well, they don't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck?" But I expected more. That's what it was. I saw passages where I thought, "Fuck, that was really good." You know, Doherty getting it out of the back line. I think it was Doherty getting out of the back line, giving it off. It goes straight. It kicks straight into the forward line. McKay takes a mark, turns around, kicks a goal.
McKay
kicks the goal. You know, look, there were passages there that you go, okay, that looked good. Why not do that again and again and again? Like, repeat it. Keep going. But either we went there and we just didn't give a shit, which is really disappointing, or we're just not good enough at the basics. And that's what upsets me. It's those basics that we need to get better at. It's just as simple as that.
Conserving energy because we played Geelong in 38 degree heat. It was.
Oh, I don't buy it, Webby.
Well,
Geelong played in 38 degree heat.
It's a factor. We played Geelong in 38 degree heat. It was the same on Wednesday night, and it's going to be 30 degrees up in Brisbane.
Nah, it's no excuse, mate. They've been training.
Get out of first gear,
Paul. Webby, they've been training all summer.
First gear.
Webby, but it's not. I hope you're right. But it's just, right, to Webby. Me, it's not an excuse. I can't. It's again. It's not about the loss. It's just about seeing the basics.
And if our boys are doing that, that breeds arrogance to do that. Okay. Because there's players on that. There's players that played on Wednesday night that aren't in our best, say, 20, that would be screaming to getting into this side. There's no guarantee Hollands gets in. There's no guarantee Cunningham, Fogarty, Young, Kemp, Binns, all these guys.
Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah. There's no guarantee that they're in our best starting side. Why they wouldn't be giving 110% and treating the game as, oh, no, fuck it, it's a scratch match, we're here. That's, I don't buy any of that. I mean, look what the Dogs are doing to the Hawks tonight. Look what GWS did to Gold Coast the other day. It's about making statements. We didn't do that. That's fine. We may be foxing. I don't think we are.
Big teams make statements in practice games. Real teams don't.
Okay, let's wait and see. All we can do is go on.
Wait and see. Let's give them six weeks before we start.
I heard people online and on socials saying that, oh, Carlton didn't give a shit. Boss wasn't even coaching.
Are these people normal?
I mean, you put that cult jumper on, whether you're playing marbles or practice game or grand final, you give your all, right?
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. And all we can do is base it on what we saw. There seems to be too many players either underdone or can't get on the park. Now, I don't want to bring up the I word again.
No, we will. Injury, no, fuck it. We will.
But again, let's just say.
Who's done, Frank?
Hang on, just wait. Just before we get there. So what you were saying, Frank, is true. But again, and I'll reiterate this one more time. It had nothing to do with the score. I don't give a shit that we lost by 30-odd points. I don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me. You're not going to be 5 points down with 30 seconds left and take the greatest mark of all time or, you know, break your back to try and do a smother just to win that game. You're not doing that. You just want to see the basics. You want to see how the back line structures up. You want to see how the midfield goes when they've got the ball coming out from the back line. You want to see how the forwards lead out to targets when they're kicking it in. What you don't want to see is your players 70, 80 metres out from goal, kicking it straight up in the air, and right underneath it is a Melbourne player on his own. On his own. And I saw that so many times in the first quarter.
I saw that the week before too. So,
and that's what I'm saying. This has become a pattern. And I it's like this just didn't occur in the practice game. This has occurred for years, Neil. When do we – like, I'm sorry, mate, but how hard is it when you've got the ball to look up and spot a teammate and hit them? How can you spot no teammate when you've got two or three guys in the forward line and kick it straight to the opposition? I couldn't even accidentally do that. I couldn't accidentally kick the ball to the opposition player. Even if you miss your target, kick it to them.
We
weren't even doing that. And this is what I'm saying. Even in a game that they might be going, every player might be going at maybe 60 or 70%.
Yeah.
That's with less pressure. We still couldn't hit targets on a regular basis. I'm like, that's not good enough. And that's what upsets me.
But we haven't
and that's what these people need to understand when they say, oh, Carlton supporters go overboard over a practice game. No, it's not about going overboard. It's just about seeing what we need to see.
But
we're 1 week out, and we can't name players that are going to play next week because we don't have no idea.
We don't have good ball users anyway. That is the biggest issue altogether.
Doesn't matter, Frank. They don't need
good ball users.
It doesn't matter. They don't need to be elite like fucking Darren Jarman or Andrew Jarman or whoever used to play. No, but they don't need to be like that. All they need to do is be able to hit a fucking target. You can kick a football. If you know how to kick a football, you can hit a target.
Vince, Webby was there. Okay, so Webby, you were there, and then we'll get off this. You were there, Webby, right? So you saw the couple of players. So last year when we went through that losing streak, we lost our dare, our confidence, correct?
Yes.
When we play like that, we're a bottom four. We are bottom four side. We don't look great. Okay.
If we don't play with any dare, yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So when we...
That's like any team, though,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't
That's
care
the way the game's going.
Thank you. That's exactly right, Webby. That's exactly what I was about to say. That's the way the game's going. We didn't seem to do it any more than one or two times during that game. Now, you were there. Vinny was watching it at home. I was watching it at home. Yeah. Tell me what you heard from the crowd out there that was there. Because I know what you told me. Be honest.
There was a little bit of angst. There was a little bit of moaning and groaning. But
frustration, you reckon?
Frustration at times, yes.
Why?
A little bit.
Why if it was just a practice game?
Again, it's a practice game.
Yeah, but why was there that? Yeah, but Webby, why was there that frustration from the crowd when it's just a practice game?
Because
you know why?
That's
you know why, Webby? No, you know why? Because
we are very emotional. I went on Twitter at halftime.
Yeah, why though?
People were very fucking emotional online.
Yeah, but why? You know why, Webby? Because unlike other clubs that actually perform, I mean, in the last 5 years, Melbourne have won a flag. Geelong have won a flag. Richmond have won a flag. Collingwood have won a flag.
We've got nothing
to prove. So these guys here... They know what they need to do, right? So they come out pre-season. Melbourne don't need to fucking prove anything. They've won a flag.
That play group's done it. What have we done? In 2021, Melbourne played a practice game and got absolutely belted. 2021.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Melbourne won the flag that year, yeah? Yeah? Yes or no?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Yes? Is that a yes?
Yeah, you go. But what's the point?
So practice. Well,
Webby, what did I tell? Yeah, but Webby, what
Melbourne
did I tell you?
Webby, in a practice game.
Webby, you're not listening to what I just said before.
Been belted in practice games and won.
Webby, what did I say to you before? I don't care about the wins or losses in a practice game. Did I say that?
You did. Yes.
I don't care about the score. I want to see improvement. I want to see they've worked over the summer. They're very confident in what they've done. I watched two practice games and I saw nothing different than what I've seen for the last few years.
But it's a practice game.
I know that, but what I'm saying is I want to see something from this team. I want to see something that gives me confidence going into next week against Brisbane to say, you know what? I'm confident we can fucking win. After that game there, for what I saw...
I'm not worried, boys. I'm not
worried. I'm not confident at all about next week.
The only reason I'm worried, this is the only reason why I'm worried, is because some of our pillars in the back line and in our midfield, we don't have a timeline on them. So I'm worried that if our best team doesn't get out on the park, players like Young, Kemp, some midfielders are just simply not up to it. Okay?
I thought Kemp's second half against Melbourne was pretty good.
Game was over second half, Webby. They had 16 marks inside 50 in the first two quarters. That was the ball game. It wouldn't have mattered to me if we came back and won.
Where's the pressure up the field?
It wasn't. But that's a result of us not being able to win the midfield. And unfortunately, if we don't win it around the clinches, and you asked about players that are underdone, why bother with Pitnet at the moment? Why bother? He got absolutely fucking torched by Gorn.
He's a fair ruckman, Maxi Gorn.
I get that, but don't play Pitnet. Do not play him. I mean, for the life of me, I didn't understand why.
If he's playing on Thursday, he has to play at some level.
I get that, but why? Why
VFL?
Why wouldn't they play him in VFL like Zach Williams?
Oh, you just stole my thunder. I was going to ask Herbie a question.
Yeah, go.
I wanted to know. I may have missed seeing him. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't watching the right game. How did Jack Martin go on Wednesday night, Webby?
Jack Martin did not play, and
I didn't play. Is he all right?
You're being facetious. I know you are. But
what happened to him?
Brad Lloyd came out a couple of days prior and said that Jack Martin is still 2 to 3 weeks away. I know.
So in 3 weeks we've got a bye. In 3 weeks we've got a bye.
Yes.
What did he do? Anyone shed any light on what he did or how he got injured?
Apparently he's hurt his knee.
Webby. So I'm asking you this knowing the answer.
Where did he get injured?
No, wait a second, Vince. I know the answer. So I'm gonna ask Webby, and then this is why the club lies. Webby, where did he injure himself?
From what I've been told by multiple sources, he hurt himself at home.
All right, so stop there. So he hurt himself at home.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, hang on a second. Yeah. So this is where you don't believe what the club says. What did Brad Lloyd say on the radio?
He said he hurt himself at the club.
Thank you. So this is why you don't listen to what the club says.
So where did he hurt himself?
He hurt himself at home.
What was he doing?
Don't know. Probably getting off the couch. At home. He was probably getting off the couch. His missus was probably Googling how to fix an injury like they had to do last time because our SNC couldn't fix it last time. So this is the biggest problem with our club, and this is what is going to derail this club. Okay. I said this to you the other day, Webby, and I'll say it to you, Vince, and I'll say it to our listeners. Right. Let me ask you this question. And answer it with a yes or no, Vincent Webby. That's all I want you to do.
Okay.
If we have a bad... So take this year out. Let's go last year or the year before. If our coaches are having a bad run and we're 3-10, like we were with Teague and Vossi, who normally gets the chop? Is it the coach, yes or no?
Yes. Yes, Vince? It is.
Vince?
Yeah, with us it is.
Yeah, with us. Okay.
Well, hang on. According to certain sources, Voss was a game or two away from being gone last year. So yes.
That's okay. All right. So yes. Yeah. All right. So that's the coaching part of it, right? So put that to the side. So performance on the field. If we don't perform, and then the coach is in the gun, which is 100% correct. Okay. Let's go off field. If our finances are no good. Let's say 3 years ago or 4 years ago when we had another guy there and our off-field was no good, would the CEO get the arse, yes or no?
They would all be under the pump, but yes.
Would they get the arse, yes or no?
Yeah. But,
yes?
Yeah.
Kane Little got the arse. Okay? There may have been other factors to it, but he got the arse. I'll ask you this question, and this is where it becomes tricky. If our injuries... Are as a result of poor management from the player but our training staff, why isn't there more scrutiny on this guy?
I don't think that Jack Martin is poor management.
Take that out of it. Take that out of it. Why isn't there more scrutiny on this guy? What has this guy done to not get any scrutiny? He was coming to the club as that extra leverage to put give us that extra step. I remember, said he was going to be our best recruit. He's given us nothing.
Last year, and there were circumstances as to why West Coast had as many injuries as they did, being that they had one of the oldest lists in the competition. So they're getting old man injuries, right?
Yeah.
I remember distinctly, I can't remember the exact rounds, but I remember, I may have even mentioned it on here. Carlton was second only to West Coast, and by a big margin second, that we'd lost most games to injuries last year. But just behind West Coast, we were the second most games lost for injuries last year.
Yep.
It was something like West Coast were at either 1,800 or 1,400, and we were at either 1,400 or 1,200. It was something like that. And I thought, what is going on?
You'd have to
How is this happening?
Injury like, by injury.
No, but Webby, it's not the point. This is if it was 1 year, all right, we've just had bad luck. If it was 2 years, fuck, again, you know, it's the same thing happening again. All right, bad luck. What do you do?
It's been five.
This has been going on for years and years and years and years and years, Webby. This just hasn't stopped. Now, either it's one of two things. And it ain't the fucking turf at Prince's fucking park, for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
it's either one of two.
I've heard that.
It's either one of two things. It's either we've got players that are just made of fucking glass.
Which I think we do.
So move them on.
Or, well, we're going to get onto a few of them in a second. Yeah. Or we due to the fact that we've got somebody there, are we allowed to mention names or not?
Of course we're just going to fucking. You'll get half the listeners offside of it, but it's okay.
I couldn't give a fuck. So either they're made out of glass or the fitness guru down there, Mr. Russell, isn't managing them properly. And he's pushing them too hard. His
team, it's not just Andrew Russell.
Yeah, but he's the head of the team. You can't get rid of every coach. Yes. You get rid of the head coach. Okay? Yeah.
Webby, I'll tell you this right now.
I'm not defending Andrew.
Zach Williams is getting paid.
He's a lovely bloke, by the way.
Pitt Nett's a lovely bloke as well.
So am I.
But if he's no good, then he's no good.
I don't know about that.
Webby, Zach Williams is getting paid near on $900,000 a year. And we can't manage to get him to play round zero or round opening round next week.
I'm pretty sure Doherty played VFL when he came back from his ACLs. So, yep.
Are you talking Doherty when he played that round one game against Richmond and kicked that 50-meter goal from directly in front when we came back and beat them and the crowd went absolutely nuts? That Doherty, that one there.
I'm talking about Doherty, who played at least one game in the VFL practice games and might have been two.
Zach Williams just played a practice game in the VFL.
Yes.
So you're telling me that
Williams won't kid up on Thursday night?
No, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know.
I actually don't.
Exactly. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough.
But we're a week out and we still don't know anything. This guy's been training for near on 1 year now. How long does it take to get over a knee, Rico? Yeah.
Maybe it's take.
Is what's his name playing next week for?
It's the
Carlton. Is what's his name for the Lions?
Oh, here we go. The David Cunningham.
Thingo for the Lions playing next week?
Ashcroft?
Is he playing next week against us?
No, he's probably only 2 weeks behind Williams. But bottom line is, and we'll move off the injuries, the bottom line to all this is that we said it last week, listeners, and we're not don't want to harp on it, but we've probably got 2 years of this window to really strike while it's there. Okay,
we've got 3 to 5.
Well, let's go 3 to 5. Right, you've got 3 to 5. Okay, you've got to strike while it's there. When you're missing your better role players, and I'll put Martin in that category. I'll put soft tissue Martin. Really, he does soft tissue all the time.
Yep.
Marchbank apparently had the flu, but we don't know what the was it a hamstring related flu or a shoulder related flu? Nobody knows.
I've been told he's got long COVID. I don't know how true that is. That's what I'm being told. All right,
so he's got long COVID. So he's another.
Who told you that, Andrew Russell?
He's another instrumental piece.
I can't divulge.
Oh, hang on. Matty Owies. What's wrong with Matty Owies? Calf?
Calf. Or
so that's a management issue. So he's been loaded too much. Okay. I'll go back again on Walsh. This guy has been completely fucked by the club, okay, because of his back. If he's got a back issue, don't push him or don't let him push himself.
What if he's done every session up until...
That's the issue, Webby. But that is the issue. He is pushing himself...
If there's no injury, why do you pull him back? Terry said to you,
Webby, don't worry about what Terry said, because Terry also invited me onto the pod, but then said, what are you doing on here? So don't worry about what he did or didn't say. But like a finely tuned Formula One car, they can only do a certain amount of kilometers before the engine blows. They are finely tuned athletes.
I'll take your word for it because
But they can't be pushed to the limit. They will break down. This guy will break down. He has a back issue. He's had back surgery. He's been pushed to the end. He's not right. Now, you know, and I know that he's not right, Webby, because you've told me some stuff and you know he's not right.
And you heard some stuff as well, Franco.
And I know some stuff that he's not right. Okay, I know he's not. And right, it's funny that people will. Okay, but I had this 3 weeks before it officially came out. Okay, he's not right.
Not about the back.
No, he was injured. He's been injured. People were saying, "No, he's training in the sheds," because the club told us. The club also told us Jack Martin hurt himself at training. Webby, you know that's not fact. So these soft tissue injuries are going to kill us. Originally, we were told Wiedering's coming pre-round one. Now it's post-bye. We don't know when. There's no timeline on these players. For all we know, Walsh rolls out in opening round. We don't know because nobody knows. So we just need to make sure that we get our injuries right.
Nobody knows, Frank.
Because our bottom 20 or 15 in the club cannot help us win a flag if that's what we're aiming to do.
Well,
they're not good enough.
We are aiming for the flag. Let's just fucking put that out there straight off.
Look, it's a long season. It is a long season. The problem is that the last thing you want to do is start off.
The top four is a lot, though, according to Jordan Lewis this afternoon. So you don't have to worry about that. So,
What was that?
The top four's locked in already, according to Jordan Lewis.
What did he
Collingwood,
say?
Collingwood, Brisbane, GWS, and Melbourne. So,
Carlton, and again,
top four. No,
yeah, that's cool. but that's the effect. And so, and now this is where the media is going to go. Like you saw that.
Don't worry about him.
Fucking moron.
Don't worry about him.
Talking about Harry McKay's woeful field kicking.
It's a joke.
Oh, I mean,
boys, don't get stuck in by the quick
Seriously.
You talk about mental health on a player.
Yes.
Okay. You talk about the mental health side of a player's welfare. You can't be doing that to a player online. Now, flip that script, Webby.
He would probably laugh.
Flip that script. If Damien Barrett said that about a female footballer.
Hang on, we're not going here.
No, but just saying it, Webby.
The point is,
I don't agree with
you. You shouldn't say it about anybody. And especially when it's not the truth. And it's when it's not the truth, that's when it starts to become an issue. Hey, no one is going to argue with the fact that Harry McKay has got issues when kicking for goal. We all know it. He still kicked 3 goals on Wednesday, and for me was just about the only fucking positive. He's a fucking beast.
He looks fit.
He's unreal, mate. He gets the ball in the air. He gets the ball on the ground. He's a beast. Plenty of people have shown footage to refute what that moron Barrett said about his field kicking. His field kicking, whilst it's not elite, it's really, really good. He's got really good field kicking. So fucking spammy.
Webby, hang on,
before we go elsewhere as well, we've already got one Lloyd at the fucking club. We don't need that other fucking asshole that fucking hates Carlton being polluting our club as well to try and teach Harry McKay how to kick a football. We don't need that. I'm quite content with having Brad Lloyd there, but having fucking Matthew Lloyd from that fucking vermin club, we don't need any of that shit anywhere near our club.
What if he didn't play for Essendon?
We've got Fantasia.
You would probably welcome him with open arms.
Of course we would. But he openly hates Carlton, and what, you want to come into our club? Get fucked.
If he makes us better, I'll take anyone. Hey, Webby, Webby, would you persist with Harry doing the ruck, and then that'd free up that'd obviously make him and De Conning the ruckman, and then probably become a little bit quicker with no pit net. Would you persist with that?
I'm probably going to get shut down for this, but no, I wouldn't.
Webby, this will be the last time you're on this fucking podcast if you say that Pitnett needs to play in that team. If you say that, then if for real, this will be only the Two Passionate Blue Baggers podcast and no more.
We all know how much you hate Mark Pitnett.
I don't hate him. I'm telling you now, Webby. He's hopeless. He lags behind. He was running nowhere. Look, you didn't even fucking see him.
I don't think they'll pick him this week.
Persist with Tom DeConnig. Just persist with the kid as the number one ruck.
Tell you what.
And use Harry as your pinch hitter.
I'm coming for TDK all year. Okay? I am sick of hearing he's got this, he's got that, he's got potential. He's now 25 years of age. It is time, Tom. Time.
To what? What do you mean it's time for what?
To stand up consistently.
Mate, you've got to be able to play you've got to be able to make it into the team consistently to actually play consistent footy.
He plays every week.
And he's only just turned 24 as well.
He's turned 25.
Not yet.
I'll have another look, but
mid-year he does turn 25. He's 24 at the moment. Mate, I'll tell you now, cast your mind back to that fucking Melbourne game last year. Yeah. Cash, you remember it?
That's one game.
I
want to see it consistently with Tom.
I'll tell you now, mate. That one quarter that he had, that first quarter where he kicked 2 goals and kept us in that game, is 10 times more than Pitnett has done in the handful. What has he played for us? 20 games, 30 games, 40 games? He's done nothing.
He's just nothing around the ground. I agree. He doesn't take marks around the ground. But what he does give us is first use to the midfield.
He doesn't.
In the sense of
and bouncy. Webby.
But you can't 35% hit us to advantage.
Yeah, but Webby, you can't just have a ruckman that stays in the middle, tapping it out, and then does nothing around the ground. It basically means that we've got 17 players on the field, minus when there's a ball up. You can't have it, mate. Football's not played like that anymore. You can't have Justin Madden playing AFL anymore. It just doesn't work.
But bottom line is, I don't think we can play opening round against Brisbane, Harry McKay, Charlie Curnow, TDK, Mark Pitnett, Lewis Young, five or four over 200 in the same side.
No, you can. You just can't. You just can't play Pitnet in that team. You can have Lewis Young down back.
No, no, you can't have all of them in. You can't have.
No, you can have Lewis Young out back.
Have Pitnet in or De Koning in. You can't have both.
And I'm having TDK any day of the week.
Play second ruck, Harry. I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to have to because you can't. We don't have the luxury of throwing
triple team.
Unless they bring Sam Durden in. And make Lewis Young the second option in
second
the
ruckman.
I would have given Durden a crack on Wednesday. And I said this all week. I would have given Durden a crack against Melbourne because apparently he's been showing better signs than Lewis Young has during the preseason.
There you go. So maybe they will do that because listening to what they said on the press conference after the game. It's not settled, the back line. I think they'll keep
Kemp. Oh, it's far from settled. I agree with that.
I'm sure they'll keep Kemp in.
Yes.
I don't know whether Chincotta's going to play. I don't think he will.
I think he's trying to get against Melbourne.
And I think Young will be 50-50. The only reason they may keep him in is because of Danaher. But,
yeah.
But Danaher will destroy him.
I wouldn't. Yeah, but that'll come with the midfield pressure as well. But I wouldn't be keeping Pitnet, TDK, and Young in that side. When we know Brisbane's going to be 30 plus degrees.
Yeah, it'll be 30 degrees. Yeah.
And you need a running side. So I wouldn't be playing.
Pitnet, all right. Before we delve too deeply into that, I did let the X/Twitter folks know that we're doing a pod tonight, so there's a few comments and questions and shit like that on here. So I'll just go through them. Frank, Matt, I'm gonna ask you. Frank, Matt asks, Sam Walsh, Moonboot getting a shout out.
No, but we already fucking, did that. Like Matt, thanks for listening, brother. But I mean, all jokes aside, the guy's injured. We all know he's injured. I'm not going to go over it again. I think there's been a mismanagement from the club. I don't care who has mismanaged.
If only they knew, seriously.
There's
That's
been,
all right.
There's been a mismanagement from the club somewhere. And so this is what I've been... I'm going to tell you what I've been told. I'm not going to tell you from who. I'm going to tell you what I've been told. Okay? He's not... Now, others may say different. Webby, Vince, if you've heard anything different, butt in.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's training with the football. I believe he can run. It may be when he's trying to train with the football, he has soreness. Has anybody else heard that?
From what I was told a couple of hours ago from a source that I know, is he did a full training session on Tuesday, including ball work.
And has he recovered?
He's pulled up fine, as far as I've been told.
This is the thing. Just wait. This is the thing.
Are you going to the open training tomorrow?
No.
All right. I'm not going, Vince. Obviously, you're not going.
I can't go.
If any of our listeners are going, can you post, and I'm sure I'll cop a fucking bazillion photos about Walsh.
Paulo.
Paulo's
going. So.
To post on there if he is training and how he's looking, because he is so important to this side. It's not funny. It's not funny.
That was Matt. So James then writes, and we did speak about this, but I'll mention it anyway. Why haven't we changed our forward entry system? And then in brackets, long bombs doesn't work. And that's what I'm saying. Webby, this is not just us seeing it, mate. This is this is something that everybody sees, and it's.
I agree.
None of us have said in here. Well, apart from you, none of us have said and complained that we lost the game. The score is irrelevant.
Yeah, agree.
It's what I saw with my eyes. I didn't care that Melbourne kicked goals. What I cared about was the ease at with which they kicked those goals, because they could have had 20 shots on goal and kicked 119 and lost the game. And we could have kicked 4-3 and won the game. I don't care. The point is that we're just not doing the basics that every club, even this early in the season, should be getting down right. And we should be showing this. And we just didn't on, which we probably played a little bit better in the Geelong game. But, you know, Melbourne actually outplayed us at our own home ground. That was what was really disappointing as well. They played our ground better than what we did. And we trained there.
What I'll say is about Geelong and Melbourne, they were probably going 75-80% where I don't reckon we got out of first gear.
How do you know?
By the eye.
My
eyes must have seen different then.
I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't see it that every single time we play a team, they're always playing at 70 or 80%, and we're not there. But anyway,
why do you push yourself at friggin' 80 to 85% anyway in a practice game?
There are certain players in the 18th player to the 27th player that would be pushing for a senior selection. You've already lost the player from the weekend that is not playing because he's suspended in Holland. So there's an opportunity for a player, Elijah Hollands.
Yep.
I mean, you would have thought next man up would have gone hell for leather to try and get in. So, I don't know because who knows what position he's playing. Is he playing wing? Is he playing half forward? Is he playing
half forward? I thought.
I don't know. Again,
if it's half forward, I'm worried because Cunningham was poor. Fog was okay. I liked Fantasia up the ground. I quite enjoyed that actually. So, yeah.
All right. Anthony said, glad to have you guys back. Thanks, Antonio. Personally, I'm not too fussed on the practice match. I'm going to wait till round 6 to see where we are at. Great. But in saying that, my expectations are high. What I don't want to see is a 7-week lapse like last year. I'd be bitterly disappointed if they do. And that's exactly what we're trying to say.
All the same.
Is that this is... You don't want that malaise to enter into round next week, then against Richmond. Because, mate, Richmond are not tipped to be much cop this year. And if we go against them and draw or even lose, but you can't be like that, Webby. You can't take any team lightly. Because every team on their day can beat anybody, okay? Anyone. I mean, again, I'll repeat it to you again. Last year we played North Melbourne. We were damn lucky to beat them last year.
Yeah,
that was not a good game of football for us. And if they had actually kicked straight, they would have beaten us. And I think we took them lightly. And you don't do that to any team. We've done nothing to go into any game to say that we can take it lightly. Remember the Hawthorn of the early to mid 2010s, maybe they would beat teams and destroy them. They wouldn't take them lightly and say, oh, this is a win. No, they'd win by 120, 130 points. Ashley King writes, what's wrong with Marchbank? That is a great question. Ashley. What is wrong with Marchbank, Webby? We know you said that he's got long COVID, but like Frank said, is that in the hamstrings as well, is it?
What I've been told by my sources is that, yeah, he had COVID and he's still trying to get over it. And the club pretty much confirmed, they didn't confirm COVID, but they confirmed he's got some kind of
illness. It's just so convenient that he's got COVID 2 weeks before the season starts, leading right up to it. It's just perfect timing. Just perfect timing of all players.
And guys, this is all gospel. There's no facts. This is just what I'm being told secondhand. So
no, that's so, Webby. Mate, we can only go by what we hear because you can't trust what the club says.
Crap. It could be shit.
Some people think that what the club says is gospel.
Story about Sam Walsh, but I ain't going to open up that can of worms.
Was it similar to what I said?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So we're hearing it from a little bit the same, bro.
Yeah. So guys, just don't take it as facts. It could, and I'm hoping it's fucking gospel.
So does he play? So, okay. So
let's. You're hoping it's gospel.
Yeah. Of course I am.
So let's
I want Marchbank out there as much as the next person.
All right, exactly.
If Marchbank is fit then, right, from his long COVID hamstring shoulder-related injury, does he play this week against Brisbane with no hit out?
It's a tough question because there are some players who can play opening round without a practice game.
I.e. Sam Walsh?
Yeah. There are some who can't.
It's almost like you don't need to train Sam Walsh that hard because he's that much of a competitive beast that he'll actually find his fitness just playing. Yeah. Anyway, Dom in the Zen.
Oh, we love Dom.
How honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you think the club is with its fans about player injuries?
Right.
Well, he didn't put zero there. He didn't put zero on there. He probably should have put on a scale of 0 to 10, because I'm closer to fucking zero than what I am to one.
Yeah,
I just don't trust anything that they say.
No,
well, every club lies though. Every club doesn't.
But I don't care about every club.
I know, but I don't care.
Our injury lists and the comments we get about injuries. Like I said, the Brad Lloyd one about Jack Martin hurting at our training was hogwash. Because even Mark Alvey confirmed it on Twitter that he did it at home.
Okay.
So,
kind of backs up what I said then.
Well, but kind of backs up what the club didn't say. So, there has it that who cares what the club says.
But that's what I'm saying. Why lie about things like that?
I don't know.
He did an injury.
Don't know.
It was a stupid injury. It could have been an innocuous thing. You know, he might have been playing with his kids and, twisted his knee the wrong way.
They got Charlie fit again after 5 years and 45,000 attempts, and they had to then send him to a Collingwood physio to get a fix. So that's cool. Let's move on.
So to answer your question, Dom, no, we don't trust the club when it comes to injury reports, just not at all. And then Blue Dave says...
I'll tell you this, right?
No, all he says is just, because I said it was going to be fire, and he just says, get livid. And it's all in the name of the podcast, passionate. We just are. And, you know, you wait a whole preseason. The last game that we saw them play was against Brisbane. Good first quarter. Pretty disappointing second and third quarter. Pegged them back in the last, but it wasn't enough. And, you know, you end a season like that, you think, you know, they all gathered around in the last quarter. From all reports, Saad got them in the middle and had a chat to them. I don't know what they said or what he said to them. But it was good to see.
I know what he said.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually know what he said.
What did he say, Frank?
He said, boys, first two preseason games, we're just going to go in first gear. And then once we get back to the Gabba opening round,
we're going to
switch it on to Nitro. So that's what he said, boys.
Anyway, it was a disappointing end to the season. But to see something like that, you think to yourself, all right, they're hurting from the loss. They know they made it that far, have a big preseason. And from all reports, and again, you're only hearing this from the club. So, again, I don't trust anything that they say. They're training beautifully and blah, blah, blah. It's always the same shit. And then come a month before the season starts, all of a sudden, this bloke's injured, this bloke's in doubt, this bloke's got this, this bloke's got... All of a sudden, everyone's fucking injured. Everyone's got soreness and tightness, and we haven't even played a fucking game, and they're all injured.
I tell you what I noticed. So,
Christ Almighty, what do we need to wrap these guys up in cotton wool and not train them until?
I tell you what I noticed on Wednesday is we actually lifted a gear as soon as our crowd started getting into it in that third quarter. We actually lifted a gear, so. I know a certain person has gone with the players need a bit of a crowd to kind of
themselves
up.
That happens with every club. I mean, remember when Richmond were winning flags and, you know, they'd have a prelim final or a grand final where, you know, near on everyone there is a Richmond supporter.
Yeah.
Of course it does. It does that for every club.
You'd hope that's not the case.
If that's what you need to get over the line, well, then we're fucked next week on Friday night.
I don't know. There's a shitload of Carlton fans going up.
Yeah, I know, but still.
They might leave by quarter time at this rate.
All right, so we're playing next week, Friday night, against the Brisbane Lions. The last official proper in-season game that we had was against the Brisbane Lions at the same place.
So is this the last pod before the first bounce?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank God.
So, so what do we think? I don't know who's coming in, who's going out, because we there's no game before this to say. So,
but Hollins is going out. Elijah's going out. You don't.
No. But what I'm saying
is, you don't know who's fit.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. We're still sort of, you know, eyes closed, feeling around. Who am I? Who have I got a hold of here? Is that Walsh? Is he playing? I don't know. And I'm sure the club will come out and say he's got a training session on Tuesday. We'll wait and see how he goes, or on Monday or on Wednesday, whenever it is. And then we all know he won't play. And then come Friday, he pulled up a little bit tired. We just thought we'd give him another week to rest, leave him down in Melbourne. That way he's fit and ready to go for the round one game against Richmond. 90,000 blue baggers will be there. Blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. Yeah, no problem. It's the same shit every fucking year. So anyway, Pitnet doesn't play for mine.
Yep. I actually did a team.
Go for it, Webby.
Okay, so you guys just butt in if you disagree. So I've got Williams, Young, McGovern, Newman, Kemp, Sard.
Nah, are we all happy with that? No.
Okay, well, okay.
All right, hang on. So who are you taking out for Kemp? Because I know it's Kemp.
No. I'd actually... did you have Doherty there?
I've got Doherty on the interchange.
I've got something a bit radical that I'd do. I'd... probably whether or not for this game or not, I'd actually move Sard from the halfback line and inject him into the middle for a bit more run and carry and ball use. Well, we recruited Williams over to be that midfield player. I'd like to actually no. I'm not being smart. I'd actually like to use Sard in that role to give us a bit more run and carry, because he gives us a bit of life in the middle. And out of the back line. And I think you should put Doherty back there. He can give us that. And Williams will give us the extra run. And I'd like to see Sard go through the middle for a little bit. They won't do it, clearly. But if you're asking me, I'd put him through the midfield for, you know, 10 minutes a quarter.
All right, go on, Webby. Go, Webby. Next line.
Are you happy with that back line? Or do you want to...
Yeah, I'd probably keep Doherty back there. But keep reading it. Read it on and we'll see where we go. So now you got the mids or the wings?
So my centre line is Akers, Cripps, Ollie Holland. I think that's...
Yep.
Yeah? Tick, tick. Vincey, yeah. Happy with that?
Yeah. That's all right. Yep.
Half forward line of Cottrell, Mackay, Fogarty, Fantasia, Kurnow, Motlop. As long as he's okay.
Hey, I'll say that. Can you say that again? I didn't hear all of that properly.
Okay. So half forward line, Cottrell, Mackay, Fogarty.
So Cottrell, you're gonna play half forward, yep.
Half forward wing, yep. Yep. Mackay centre half forward, Fogarty forward flank, forward pocket, whatever. And the full forward line, Fantasia, Kurnow and Motlop.
Fantasia, Kurnow and Motlop. Mm. Motlop gets up, does he?
I assume so, yes.
I'm okay with that because we don't know who can come in. We don't know if Owies or Durden are able to play.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we miss Owies big time.
I am assuming Durden and Owies are unavailable as well as Walsh.
Why? What's wrong with Owies?
He had a
calf
or a hamstring or something.
How?
From training.
Maybe I've run a little bit differently to these guys here. I've been running. I'm 43 years of age, and I go for a fair bit of running. I've never ever done a fucking hamstring, never done a calf. I would assume that when they're training, they're not going at game pace. How do they do it at training?
They go pretty hard. I went to one of the open training sessions, and they do go pretty hard. I'll give them that.
Why they get injured.
That was one of only three not behind closed doors.
Oh,
next.
You sound like Bucky.
Well, maybe we're realists.
Anyway.
Next.
The followers are TDK, Hewitt, and Chera.
TDK, Hewitt, Chera.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a very slow midfield. Yep.
Yeah, but we all know what our game's based on.
Yep.
And
who are you going to inject it? Well, you said Saad anyway. Go on, yep.
And the interchange, I've got Kennedy, Boyd, Cunningham, and Doherty.
And who's the emergency?
I think Cotter.
Again, I don't mind.
Play Cunningham as
I don't mind that. I forgot about Boyd. I think Boyd starts for mine. He's our best ball user in the back line. Personally.
Ahead of Saad?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
No, I still reckon Saad's better.
I reckon Saad's pretty
good. But Boyd's really good too.
That gives me more more impetus to put Saad in the middle if you've got, I forgot about Boyd. Boyd, Williams, and Doherty and Newman in the back line. I'd be throwing Saad into the middle more. In fact, they tried to move. It looked like they moved. Boyd got more forward last week. Did you see that as well? He kicked a goal and...
Yes. Kicked a nice goal.
Yeah, maybe they were using him more forward for whatever
reason. They might have been trialing stuff as well. To practice game.
Yeah.
I mean, what a difference it'd make in that team if you put in Wiedering and you put in Walsh and you put in even Marchbank, if you put in Martin. You know, like, fuck, it just...
They just walk in. They walk in and then your depth gets better. And then instead of having Chincotta as your emergency, you might need to have Boyd as an emergency or Zach Williams. It just, everything's a tear up. So I don't mind the team, Webby. I just a bit worried about the pace, and we have to play to what Brisbane's going to give us. Their biggest strength is their midfield. And
yeah, but the biggest strength also Coleman. With them is that they also play that ground so fucking well.
Yeah. Like, of course. They didn't lose their all last year.
No.
There's more forward.
I don't hold out much hope for Brisbane, but...
That's about the only thing...
Against Richmond, you you'd fucking want to win.
Well, let's get to that next week.
Yeah, but that's about the only thing. You know, with Wiedering not with Wiedering not being there, that's about the only
think we can actually beat them.
Oh, hang on, Vinny. Before you go, Webby, I just went through the team again in my head. You were arguing with Vinny for 20 minutes about Pitnet. You didn't name him.
Yes, well, yeah.
Yeah, so Vince is right.
No, it's not about being right.
So who plays
all
second
all
ruck?
I want.
So who plays second ruck?
Harry. Yeah. Or Young. Harry or Young.
I'm playing Young.
Why don't they just do, so every now and again, maybe if there's say 20 centre bounces, DeConnie might go to maybe, I don't know, 12 to 15 of them.
Yeah,
the other five are taken by Young, right? But when DeConnie's in the ruck, when the ball goes into the back line and it gets held up, Young takes the ruck there. And DeConnie sort of just sits back a little bit or, you know, stands on the goal line or something like that. When the ball goes into the forward line, Harry takes the ruck. So within the forward 50, Harry takes the ruck and DeConnie sort of floats around the goal square and just rests there for a couple of minutes. I mean, try something like that. They're only standing side by side. They're not running into each other when it's a throw in. A ball
come
up.
Off the ground and you bring on a runner. I don't know.
You could even do that. I mean, if it's congested in their forward line or it's in our forward line, you've got Harry there. He can run with. For a minute or two, he can run with. And once it gets to a certain point, then Young takes over. You can't just rely on one guy to do it all on his own.
So, boys, before we leave, Webby, he's going to wrap up Chapel Street soon. Do we have any... Do we have anyone that may come in that we haven't named? Like Durden.
Well, Walsh Sam might.
Durden.
Wow.
Walsh.
If they're...
Is Corey Durden not available at all?
They haven't said.
Is Matt Owies not available at all?
They haven't ruled him in or out at this
all right,
stage.
So we're not 100% sure.
The main training session will probably be, what, Wednesday, would we assume?
Yeah. So what's tomorrow?
They'll have a captain's running briefing on Thursday. I reckon by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night.
Now, when do they fly out?
We'll probably know. They've got an open training session at the Gabba, I think, on Thursday afternoon. So maybe
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'll train there and then. All right, well, all right, so tips. I'll go first if you want. I'm happy to say it.
Yeah.
I personally just can't see us winning this game here, not up there. And it's probably the first time since we started this podcast that I haven't tipped Carlton to win the first game. But I just can't see it with the injuries that we've got, playing them up there, them coming off a losing grand final, breathing fire, and they look like they are fucking switched on this preseason. Brisbane were at 8 goals.
Brisbane have a history of not starting. They don't have a history of starting their year well. Last year against Port, albeit over there, they got smashed.
I just got a funny feeling this year's going to be a little bit different.
The year before last at the Gabba, they played Sydney, and Sydney won by six or seven goals or whatever they won by.
Yeah,
I know, but just remember, last year they made a grand final.
Yeah.
I think now they're a fair dinkum, real deal team. In the years gone past, they've sort of just teased a little bit. I mean, let's be honest. They had Mitch Robinson in the team. Any team with Mitch Robinson ain't really contending for a grand final. That's what I said. They had Mitch Robinson in the team. Any team that has him in their team ain't contending for a flag. Last year, Mitch Robinson didn't play. Players like that. They got fair dinkum last year, and the penny finally dropped, and they went, okay. They didn't look shit pretty much all year last year. They looked like the real deal.
Their first start, they were 1-2 after 3 games last year, so they didn't come out of the blocks quick. Look,
I know, but they're a better. They're better prepared, I think, this year than what they were last year.
I think Brisbane will win, but I just don't want to see us get hammered week one, because that'll just... Fuck, if you thought this episode was negative, fuck me.
Oh, we're not, are we? Like...
No, but Webby, again, Webby, you can only, Webby, you can only go.
The players, I think we can win. The players would. So where do we beat them?
No, but Frank, you can't be like that. Any team can beat anyone.
I'm asking Webby, how do we beat them?
I mean, look at it last year. Sorry, Scotto, the Doggies lost to West Coast at Marvel Stadium.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying, on their day. If you're even 0.5% off, any team can beat anybody. So, you know, it's not an impossible thing that you need to ask Webby, where do we beat them?
No, but I'm asking. I don't think our back line will hold up their forwards, especially their small forwards. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, well, Wiedering's not a small forward. So he's not – we're not losing – with having Wiedering out – it's not going to stop their small Danaher forwards from scoring. But Danaher, Danaher never does anything against us.
Thanks, mate.
No, I know this will probably be the year that he decides to turn it on. I'm just saying. We're talking years gone past. It's generally been the small forwards. The Wiedering doesn't play on any of them. Wiedering plays on Danaher. So, you know, it's not the back line that's going to stuff us up. It's getting the ball out of the middle and keeping the ball in our forward line.
We have the biggest wild card in the AFL up front, Charlie.
Yep.
He is the biggest wild card in the whole of the AFL. Okay? He can do anything on any day, but if he continues to keep wrestling his opponent, he will not. He
won't win.
He needs to make sure he uses his aerobic ability and just run him off his legs. And
they say it
all the way up the ground. I don't care.
They say it every year. They used to say it about him and Ed. They are fitness freaks. They just run nonstop. So there's no point in leaving Charlie just standing at full forward, having a one-on-one with anybody, because you saw him trying to do it with May, and May's just a fucking bull. You're not going to beat him one on one. But you can outrun him.
What's that, Webby?
I like Harry playing centre half forward.
Yeah, if that means dragging Hipwood out of the goal square, then all be it. I just have stupid feelings that this game is going to be like the Adelaide game at last year.
With their
festival game or whatever you call it. I don't know why. I just have this stupid feeling that it's going to be one of those blowing out of the water first quarter, and then we come back and then it's just we're out arms.
We're just chasing tail for the whole game.
And I hope it's not, because it's hoping
they'll get 8 goals in front, and then we'll peg it to within 4 or 5, but then they'll kick a couple and it'll just stay that. Which is, like I said, I just think they're going to win by 7 to 8 goals. I just
put it this way. I think Brisbane will win. I don't think they'll beat us by more than 4 or 5 goals. But I really just don't want us to curl our toes up and do that. So fingers crossed we can.
What do you reckon, Webby?
Jockeys.
Honestly, don't. I know we're a calm podcast. We want to try and make positive. But what do you think?
I've got honestly by a goal. Actually.
All right.
I'll probably be friggin' wrong.
You might be right. You got 50% chance, bro.
All right, Webby, just quickly, mate.
Yes.
You're dressed, ready to go?
I am.
Hey, Benny, can I do one real quick shout out? I
want to do one before you do it. Just wait 1 second. Okay. I know we were at our parents' house, mine and Frank's parents' house a few weeks ago. And it's actually one of my cousin's husbands, St. Kilda supporter, Johnny. And he was the first one that actually asked. Him and our cousin Angela actually asked, when are you going to start doing the podcast? Because Johnny likes listening to it. So shout out to Johnny. And also shout out to our younger brother, Ross, who actually listened last week. Roscoe. And he wants to edit.
G'day, Ross.
edit, film, do everything for this podcast. You know, he wants it on YouTube and everything.
Hey, Ross, get your act together. So this is what we need, Roscoe. Opening music. We need like a da-down where Webby fucks up.
Yeah, Ross will be able to do all that shit because he knows how to do it.
We need to be able to drop him out when he doesn't answer questions that he should. and we also need outro music. And so, Roscoe, we'll wait for you. I want to do a quick shout-out to – I went to a gym today with Scotto. And it's a good mate of Scotto's called Shane at Be Elite in Ravenhall. So if you guys are in Ravenhall and you want to get fit,
is that never
it's
heard
in,
of.
It's Western Suburbs, God's Country. Yeah. If you want to get fit, they're called Be Elite. So look them up on Instagram. It's a killer gym. It's actually a really good gym. So good apparel as well.
Shout out to probably our most avid listener, the one who gives us the most feedback, our old man, Dad.
I thought you were going to bring
Frank.
Scotto.
Scotto, yeah, he listens too. Well, but the old man will call me and, you know, I listen to the podcast. You guys made some good points. You didn't talk about this. Why does Frank always talk about that? Why does he always bring up this? The swearing, yes. He's got complaints about that, so.
Yeah, but that's part of our vocabulary. I can't take that out.
That's why we're called the two passionate blue bags. Not the two weak bastard blue bags.
Hey, Vince, can
passionate.
I just give you some live feedback on the run? This is some live
you're
feedback.
Going to anyway.
Well, I'm going to. And this is pointed at one of the people that's not part of the two passionate blue baggers.
Here we go.
The Webinator, yep.
The Webinator. So it's from one of your better admirers, bro. Her name is Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
And she asks, you ask Webby a question, but he doesn't answer it in the way he should. Can you get him to answer the question properly next time? Rebecca?
Who's Rebecca?
That's Scotto's fiance.
Scotto's much better half.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't even click to what you were saying.
The apologies there. Jesus Christ.
My apologies. I just didn't click who you were talking
Webby,
about. Sorry.
Webby.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scotto.
Webby, answer it more succinctly next time.
Noted. Noted.
And to all the listeners out there, thanks for the listens and whatnot. We do need you guys to start reviewing a fair bit more. You're not doing.
We don't really. I couldn't give a shit to be honest. I'm not in it for that, Frank. I just want I just want to get our opinion out there. You know, look. Let me just say this. I'm not going to name any names and just shut the fuck up about this, Frank. I'm not naming any names whatsoever. Sometimes it's nice to know certain things within the footy club. It's nice if you've got accreditation. It's nice if you know people within. But I don't give a shit about that because I'd rather be open and honest with the people. Sometimes it comes off as a little bit brash. Sometimes it comes off as a little bit harsh, but that's just how we are. At least you know I'm honest. At least you know Frank's honest, and at least you know Webby's honest. Hence the reason why there's a lot of arguing to and fro between us, because we don't agree. I don't sit there before it and say to Frank, fuck, we should talk about this, and you should talk about that, and you should got to say, no. Generally, we just say, this is what we're talking about, done. So I'm not interested in being on the club's good side. I'm not interested in getting inside the club so we can go to fucking close training. I don't give a shit about any of that. This is how we are. It's fucking raw. It's honest. It's just us. And if you like it, great. You don't have to fucking put your, you know, 5-star rating on the iPod. iTunes and whatever. What are we on? What's it called? The podcast thing? The podcast app?
iTunes,
I don't care.
Podcast, Spotify.
Is it iTunes? Whatever it is.
Yeah, iTunes.
If they want to, great. But I'm not here looking for that shit. I just want to put forth our opinion. So anyway.
Just here to win the flag and that's it.
Look, if we win the flag, it'll be the last podcast that we do. I won't need to fucking say anything after that. That'll be the podcast to end all podcasts. But anyway,
let's fucking go.
The most important sporting event is taking place at 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
What is that?
The Bahrain Formula One Grand Prix.
Oh, okay.
4 hours and 6 minutes to go. Who's counting?
You are.
And
so you're gonna have a captain snooze.
I'll probably get shut eye for about 2-3 hours, and then get up at 2, watch the race, and back in bed by 3:30. So Ferrari second, I'll which is good. I'm gonna start giving everyone a Formula One update every week to 2 weeks. So if you're into your Formula One, have a listen.
And I'm gonna start giving movie reviews. So fuck that. I'll tell everyone to watch one movie a week.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it goes, bro. You come, bro. To the party, listen. Whether you come with your favorite drink, like.
I do.
That'd be a good idea. What's the drink of choice this week, bro?
I'm on the Brookvale lemon squashes. They go down very, very nicely.
What are they? Are they what are they, 6%ers?
Yes, they are.
Good old Brookvale.
Yes.
It's got the cockatoo on the front, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that the one took the photo of before?
Yes.
That's okay. How many have you had?
I've had 2. So,
I hope it didn't sound sloppy having those 2.
Yeah.
All right, can I give a fucking movie recommendation before we go?
Yeah, go.
The Terminator.
I wish I could know that. Jeez, we're going back into the 80s.
Jeez.
Just watch The Terminator. Start your weekend off good tonight, tomorrow, whenever you listen to this. 1984, The Terminator. So, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Watch that film.
And still his best movie.
Yes.
And still James Cameron's best movie.
Yes.
Yes. Webby, thoughts?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Webby, go, mate. Go. Webby. It's almost, Webby, it's go almost enjoy, fucking 10 o'clock, mate.
Polish the shoes, bro.
Still
early. Get up and
about. He's in polish the shoes. He's in Frankston. He's probably wearing either thongs or runners.
No,
he's got the mockos on.
Or the Crocs.
Vacuum. Nah, Crocs. Hey, Vince, the Crocs are. Everyone's wearing Crocs these days. Webby, vacuum the carpet on the mockos. Yeah. Get them buffed before you go out.
Okay. All right, boys, we're going. Thanks, Frankie. Thanks, Webby. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Two Passionate Blue Baggers. And let's hope we get a fucking win next week.
Let's
go, Blue Boys.
Give us the big one. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. It's here.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, boys.
Night all.
Bye for now.